side.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. We start things out here tonight. Of course, your calls are primary if you make them, but we start with an email I mentioned last night. We never got to it. It's from Daryl about the parenting issue, at least the most recent parenting issue we discussed on the program, which was a gentleman called in, I think maybe 2 weeks ago at this point, I'm not sure, but he was telling us that he had discovered that his 8-year-old son was smoking marijuana, and turned out it was a pretty difficult situation to deal with. From a parental perspective, what do you do in that particular case? How do you handle that? Of course, we speculated on what we might do. Mark, you have never been a father before. You're a brand new father, and your son is 4 months old, so you've got a ways to go before you're
not smoking marijuana.
Yeah, encounter right. Something like this. But it was certainly thought-provoking and intriguing, and so we are going to jump right into that. From Daryl. These past couple days, he said, you guys have been talking about parenting, specifically about drugs. Now, one theme that comes up often, particularly from Ian, is the idea that a stern response to bad behavior is highly likely to produce even worse rebellion and make him hate you. Given the impression I get of your own upbringing, this is hardly surprising, but I thought I'd offer you my own perspective. I was raised in what might be considered an insufficiently strict household. For the most part, my mom dominated questions of discipline. Dad just didn't want to make her cry. And she's the sort that's afraid to have an opinion, not good with confrontation, and not fond of being mean or seeing anyone else be mean. Her response to disciplinary problems was to talk calmly, be very understanding, and if that was ineffective, engage in what might be described as a passive-aggressive response, to nag annoyingly but otherwise ignorably. I had a problem. I was very, very bad at school. I wasn't stupid. Indeed, my teachers thought me quite brilliant. But the subjects at school were so ridiculously easy, I was also very lazy. And so I got bad grades, which only got worse when I got to a magnet high school and nearly flunked, and to college, and actually did flunk out, was ejected on academic probation. My mother, of course, was very understanding, and father was very frustrated. He says that on rare occasion, he would attempt to put his foot down and let me know in no uncertain terms what was expected of me, and propose potential disciplinary measures if my grades didn't improve. Honestly, I hungered for honest discipline and despised my mother's passive-aggressive approach. On occasion, they would ground me from video games for a specific period of time. I remember one occasion was 2 weeks. Within 2 days, I would be playing again. Nobody would say anything. I resented the hell out of that, and in particular resented my mother deeply. I felt like I wasn't in control, was well aware I was being manipulative when I would break down and cry about how I want to do better, but I just couldn't. I was well aware that she was the one keeping my father from trying to do what he could to help me do better. I have since forgiven her and realized there's no profit in discussing it further. All I've ever accomplished by doing so is to reduce her to tears, and I'm not even yelling or anything. I think there is a common theme between my parents' style and the freak out strict style. Fear. Both are afraid of their children, afraid of the world outside their own household, and therefore ill-equipped to handle the problems their children may encounter. I don't care how strict or how permissive a parent is, so long as the strictness actually a fearful lashing out, and the permissiveness isn't actually the ostrich approach. Knowing what I know now, I know what I would do differently. First off, I would take a much more direct interest in my child's education. My parents were all too willing to hand that over to the government entirely. Yes, they were, after all, boomers. When my young child reached the point where he was literally in tears over the pointless drilling over something he already mastered a year ago, I would work hand in hand with the principal and his teacher, or go toe-to-toe with them, or withdraw him from school entirely, as needed, to make sure no time is being wasted on his fellow students, because his fellow students happen to be slower than him. And the public education system is ill-equipped to handle, if not deliberately biased against, a student that's capable of learning at a much faster pace. Grade skipping would be my goal, getting him out of their system as quickly as possible. Of course, if the problem wasn't boredom-induced induced laziness, but a genuine failure to comprehend, I'd pull out all the stops to help my child comprehend. I was the former and my sister the latter. However, I would also let him know that, though I am going to do everything I can to make sure he's in the right place, I will accept nothing less than his best effort. Poor performance, relative to his actual ability, of course, if it's actually his fault and not that of the government school, would result in a gradual loss of privileges. Box up the video game system, take away the bike, not going to so-and-so's house after school, whatever works. To take up the drugs issue, the way I would handle that is to let him know in no uncertain terms that my expectations do not change just because I caught him with a joint or something. I would tell him that I would strongly prefer that he quit, but I'm aware that I can't stop him if he's determined to continue doing what he's doing. I would also probably make sure he had a talk with his uncle about the particulars of drugs, as my brother is quite knowledgeable and experienced in that area and knows plenty of stories, both good and bad, some of which are his own. It'd be the same if he was hanging around with people I didn't trust. I'm not going to tell him who he can be friends with, but if a crime were committed, his friends were the perps, and I couldn't personally account for his whereabouts when it occurred, I would not be giving him the benefit of the doubt. In other words, I don't have any problem with a stern parenting style. Indeed, I'm a strong believer that one of the few, if not the only, legitimate authority-based relationships is the parent-child relationship.
I'm of that opinion.
And that's actually one of my big problems with big government, the deliberate way in which it undermines the family in favor of the state. Of course, that would work a little better if our laws were not so heavily tilted against young people participating directly in the economy and society, like child labor laws or compulsory schooling, etc., and therefore a child with a particularly bad set of parents had alternatives other than government-assigned foster homes. So what do you think of that perspective, Mark? I think it's pretty good.
Yeah, I don't disagree with it at all. As far as I'm concerned, if you buy your kid a bike for Christmas, it's his bike in a way, and it comes with, but it comes with caveats, you know? Like, a parent can obviously take away a bike in grounding, and I think you should, I think that should be clear to the child upon giving them the bike. Look, this is your room, but I pay the mortgage on the house.
Mm-hmm.
It's really my house, and this room's in my house, and that makes it my room. You live in the room, you get to decorate the room the way you wish. I'm going to give you a certain amount of privacy in this room, but I get to do what I want, all in all. And the same thing comes with a bicycle. You know, this is your bike. Obviously, it's sized for you. I'm going to look pretty silly trying to ride it. But if, you know, things come down to where you're misbehaving, it's my bike. This is my video game console. This is all my stuff because I paid for it. You know, that's from a from the point of view that I can simply take it away.
Yeah. And then like he's saying, if you say you're going to take it away for a period of time, don't give it back to him early. You've got to be a man of your word if you want him to even your kids to even respect you.
And I think that he's what he said about boxing up the video game console is the right thing to do. Look, if you say it's going to be a week without the video game, don't give too strict a punishment because it, you know, too long is just it makes them resentful. You know, they forget after a period of time. But you know, take it away for a week, put it away, and don't bring it back out.
Yeah.
Leaving it out and saying you can't use this for a week just invites the opportunity for somebody to wait for you to go to sleep or whatever.
Sure.
And that doesn't make any sense.
You can always take the AC adapter, but yeah, boxing it up that makes sense.
That makes sense too. It's the same with the bicycle. Hang it up in the garage where you can't get it, or
put a lock on it. So I like that approach, and I like how he, when he's talking about the drug issue, which was what spurred the entire email, is that, look, you know, I know I can't do anything about this. I'd prefer that you quit, but my expectations for you are still the same. You're still expected to get good grades, and if you don't get your good grades, then you are going to have certain things
right.
taken away
from you. And
you're
not going to use my bike to go get your pot.
Oh, there you go. That's one of them.
Yep.
All right, so like that, and Daryl, thank you for the email. You guys are welcome to chime in here at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we go to your phone calls, we start with JC in Alabama, or actually we're going to bring back JC here in a few moments, and Michael in Florida as well. Plus, I'm being told that we are apparently going to be bombarded by angry callers from our affiliate KGEZ tonight after the second hour begins. So we'll see what that's all about. I guess people are listening to the show after all, huh, Mark?
No, they're listening. Yeah. I don't think that's ever been in dispute.
More coming up. You bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you in the game? Your business has a website, but you could be losing a fortune in lost sales. Don't believe me? Try this test. Search for your product or service on Google, MSN, or Yahoo. If your website isn't listed in the top 10, you're not even on the field. People are searching for your product every day. Making sure they find your website before they find your competitor requires the skill of professionals like SEOP. If you've talked to so-called internet experts and you're skeptical, find out how businesses from Fortune 100s to startups drive more internet sales and higher profits thanks to SEOP. SEOP will drive customers to your website at a cost you can afford and get your website ranked in the top 10 on search engines guaranteed. Or they'll keep working until you get there at no cost.
Call SEOP now to learn more. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents. Featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Attention! This is an extremely urgent news update on the global food shortage. If you've ever wanted to produce your own dirt cheap survival foods, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all kinds of survival foods in a bit of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. And here's the best part. This course teaches you how to store food for pennies on the dollar. Hunger is spreading across the globe. Food riots have already broken out in over 20 countries. Will troops guard food supplies in the U.S. this winter? Don't wait. Learn the food storage secrets that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get all the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or call toll-free at 877-327-0365. Don't wait for long lines and empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We go right into your phone calls here. You can call about whatever you want. Let's start things out with JC in Alabama. You're on Free Talk Live. JC.
Libertations.
Hello, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Free Talk Live is 11 votes behind the number one spot on Podcast Alley.
Pretty good. We were 30-something votes yesterday, so closing the gap.
So a dozen votes will put us over the top.
Yep, it should be done before tomorrow's show for sure.
It absolutely should, providing that you go and vote if you have not yet done so in this month of August. Please go to vote.freetalklive.com. And JC, as always, thank you for the call.
Appreciate not a problem. It. Have a good one.
Yep, 800-259-9231. We'll remind you a little bit later, too. Let's talk to Michael in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Michael.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, that's been on my brain since I've listened to the podcast since Saturday, starting with the caller who expected kudos because he was in the military. And, Mark, you had mentioned about, you know, that you had never been a paid killer after you had ever been in the military. And I coupled that with you mentioned the callers from that station in Montana who are going to be calling in angry about Free Talk Live.
Yes.
Well, I came to think about this today and all week. There's always going to be someone who's going to be offended by what they say. I've got conservative friends, I've got liberal friends. And I managed to check them all off at one point or another but with my views about liberty.
Sure.
And I remember something that from an episode of Penn and Teller BS that Penn Jillette had said. He made a quote that said, everybody's going to be offended by someone. And in a free society, you can't expect not to be offended.
There's no doubt about that. I mean, it comes with the territory. We certainly don't expect to make everybody happy on this program. And as long as you're offended and you keep listening, then that's what we're hoping for.
Right, exactly. And it's just like, and they ask you to do the research, even though it may not concur with the goals of liberty, which I'm fully in support of. That's like calling up somebody like Rush Limbaugh as a conservative, except to shoot something on a progressive think tank like People for the American Way, or asking Ed Schultz, a liberal talk host, to go on something like the Heritage Foundation. None of them are going to do that.
Well, you know, I could see...
You know, I guess I don't have a problem with being presented with facts and you know, looking up those kind of things. I mean, obviously I've got a lot
right.
of, you know, I don't have a lot of time in my day and you know, mm-hmm. asking me to look at a whole bunch of stuff. But it's, I guess in the case of some of the more crackpot conspiracy theories out there, I just don't find the presentation of the information that I'm given to be
it's not persuasive.
Convincing.
Yeah, it's not persuasive.
You know, most of the websites are, they look like they're from the, you know, the early 90s or late 90s.
They're long and rambling and crazy.
They go on forever and they don't make much sense. I mean, some of the videos I've seen are just nutty looking.
Well,
I'm sorry to say.
But in addition, the point isn't quite the same, or that your analogy isn't quite applicable to our situation, because we have certainly read critiques of our belief system, I mean, on the air. Mm-hmm. So it's not like we wouldn't go to some sort of website that was opposing what our viewpoint was. And I've got
right.
a link, I think, on my bookmarks right now about why governmentisgood.com. So, you know, on a night where there's very little show prep, I can always just go to that website and pull up all kinds of opposing views. So it's not that we wouldn't go to see opposing views. It's just that, you know, the conspiracy groups or the crackpot conspiracy claims out there, they're not in any way in opposition to our belief system. It's just they're just not relevant to our belief system. So that's kind of the difference there.
Yeah. And actually, with that, I have a question, too, tonight. Now, I'm looking more into the idea of the volunteer society, or what's known as anarcho-capitalism.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of imagined the other night, I was thinking, okay, this would be kind of cool. I mean, wouldn't have to pay any taxes anymore. Everything would be voluntary. If I chose to partake in any kind of, legal drugs, I have legal ways of obtaining it. But then I thought, you know, free market society, would that also mean that individuals would have all these different bills they'd have to pay, like whereas the roads nowadays are like covered by taxes and things like that.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. Michael, your phone is kind of questionable. I'm going to let you go. We'll go ahead and address that issue. I mean, right now he's pointing out that the government, you know, is taking care of all these services, and you pay one bill, the property tax bill, and they take care of paying the guys that plow the streets and paying the guys that put new streets down.
And paying the teachers and the schools, yeah, and all that stuff.
Would you have to pay? How many extra bills would one have to pay in the free market society? It's a good question. I mean, we can certainly speculate about it. Would we have to hire somebody? For instance, if you were in a neighborhood and you needed your streets taken care of, you might have to hire someone to take care of that. Here in New Hampshire, government does not pick up our trash here in Keene. I think they actually have government trash pickup in some other areas of New Hampshire, but not here in Keene. So mm-hmm. that's an extra bill that I have to pay on a month or bi-monthly basis. And
bills can get out of hand, and that can be a problem, certainly for people. But I think when it comes to, I'm certain when it comes to government that they do things more inefficiently. They simply, the motivations aren't there for the people that work for the municipal government or whatever, whatever government we're talking about. They're not, the incentives aren't the same as they are for the free market. And I suspect that you're paying more to pave the roads and collect the trash and remove the snow and especially educate the kids, than you ever would be under a free market system. So would you be willing to pay 3, 4, 5 bills separately in order to get a, I don't know, 50%
savings? Yeah, I mean, we're just pulling numbers.
I'm just pulling numbers.
Yeah. I think that's well worth it, but in addition, I don't really know how many extra bills there would be. I'm thinking here, Mark, and, road work clearly is one kind of a bill, but that could all be put together. I mean, you could have one company that just sort of takes care of the road in that they do multiple services. Certainly you could probably buy separate services if you wanted to, but there could be like with your phone bill where you get the DSL and the phone lines all on the same bill.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly the marketplace would have an incentive to say, hey, you know, buy the package deal. We will not only plow your roads and salt them, but we'll also do repairs come springtime, and, you know, it'll all be on one bill, and we'll spread it out over 12 months, and no problem. What else would we, I mean, what other bills would there be out
and,
there?
And it's likely, it's possible that roads could be taken care of in an entirely different fashion. I don't know how they would be taken care of. Some companies would want roadways that are free for people to drive on so that they would be able to get to their businesses.
Sure, sure.
Some would probably be toll roads that you could do with your little Sun Pass or, you know, your little Easy Pass or whatever they call it. They probably don't call it Sun Pass up in New England. and some of them would be homeowners associations that contract with an organization to take care of roads. It would be all kinds of different stuff. But currently, under our current system, say in the town I live in, there are people that live on town roads and there are people that live on state roads. Well, the people that live on town roads pay for both the state roads to be maintained and the town roads to be maintained. And the people that live on the state roads pay for the town roads to be maintained and the state roads to be maintained. I don't use any town roads. So why should I have to pay for town roads? The town people, you know, it doesn't make much sense who's paying for what and how it's very inefficient how the structure goes that these things are paid for.
What other bills would there be, though? I mean, help me out here. Obviously, education would be one if you had kids and we're sending them to school. Roads, education, fire?
Yeah,
maybe
fire.
That's just a handful of extra bills. More coming up. You can take control and bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And don't forget to enjoy the archives. We've got an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. Free for you at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. Again, you can call in about whatever you want. Since earlier caller mentioned the military, let's talk about the military. It's been a little while since we've had a military-related discussion. I guess the last time we talked about it was the recruiters yelling at teenagers and threatening them and being scary.
But well, I think to some extent national service is wrapped up in there. Since
I guess you're right. That's a little bigger than the military, but yeah. This story is a little more serious than angry, threatening, scary recruiters. In fact, I'd say it's a lot more serious, and it's from ABC News. Mary Lauterbach, the mother of murdered pregnant Marine Maria Lauterbach, told lawmakers on Capitol Hill that the military must change the way it deals with sexual assault to avoid more tragedies like her own. "I believe Maria would be alive today if the Marine system had been different," her mother told a panel of House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. which held a hearing Thursday on sexual assault and rape in the military. There were no representatives from the Marines at the hearing, and the head of the Pentagon office tasked with responding to the problem of sexual assault in the military was ordered by her superiors not to testify, despite being subpoenaed by the committee. So the military is effectively no comment.
No commenting. Yeah.
Lauterbach told lawmakers the chain of command at Camp Lejeune in North Carolina didn't do enough to protect her daughter after she accused Corporal Cesar Lorien of raping her. Military brass was slow to act, even after Maria's car was vandalized and she was punched in the face. They didn't believe it was anything, said Lauterbach. Maria had asked. She goes, I would like to be transferred from Camp Lejeune. They said, don't bother. It's not going to happen.
Wow.
Representative Bruce Braley, and by the way, this isn't the first story of women being assaulted and sexually harassed and raped in the military. And there's kind of been this long history of the military just laughing it off and not really doing anything about it. And that history continues here. Representative Bruce Braley, whose congressional district includes Iowa.
Instead of laughing it off, I think that probably their priorities are in different places. They consider a soldier to be responsible for caring for themselves, protecting themselves from other soldiers. And, that's kind of how they look at it.
Yeah, I think it's more of a man's world there in the military.
It would seem to me.
They don't give a damn about the ladies in their ranks, some of them. Anyway, so one of the representatives, Mr. Braley, who represents a portion of Iowa, supposedly, where yesterday they mourned the murder of Army Second Lieutenant Holly Wimunk, said this is not an isolated incident. Wimunk's husband, a Marine corporal, has been charged with her murder. At Fort
what
Bragg,
do you need to do about that?
In North Carolina, another pregnant soldier was killed more than a month ago, and the father of her baby, Sergeant Edgar Patino, was arrested this week and charged with her murder. This is not an isolated thing we're talking about, he said. While the military's come a long way since the days of the tailhook scandal 15 years ago, which is credited with creating a safer environment for female service members, Representative Jane Harmon said there remains an epidemic of assault and rape against women in the military. Women serving in the military today are more likely to be raped by a fellow soldier than to be killed by enemy fire in Iraq.
Disturbing.
A Government Accountability Office report released recently found that instances of rape and sexual assault are underreported in the military by as much as half. Why do you think that is?
Well, it sounds to me like...
Code of silence? Anyone?
If they're unreported, is that a code of silence?
If they're unreported, they're not being reported because the girls are scared to report them.
I don't know if that fits into my definition of what code of silence is, but I would say that the reason that the girls likely don't report them is, besides all the other reasons out there, shame and whatever other reasons that people don't do it, additionally, you heard that this girl said, forget about that, or that was said to this girl, forget about the transfer out of Lejeune. Not going to happen. So they likely think that there's going to be repercussions, negative ones. That sounds to me like a negative repercussion, because what are you doing there? You're saying you don't like your job?
The GAO report found some victims in the military don't report sexual assault because they fear that nothing will be done, fear of ostracism, harassment, or ridicule, and concern that peers would gossip. Lawmakers could not ask Dr. Kay Whitley, director of the Sexual Assault Prevention and Response Office at the Pentagon, to address the issue of sexual assault and what steps have been taken because their deputy defense undersecretary had barred Mr. Whitley from testifying despite a congressional subpoena. This particular undersecretary told the lawmakers he knew everything about the program and he didn't need Whitley's input to answer their questions. He was given a bipartisan dressing down on this point by one of the people that chairs the committee, saying, I don't know who you think elected you to defy the Congress of the United States. Another one said he'll support the pledge to hold Mr. Dominguez, that guy, in contempt, and they dismissed him without taking his testimony. Justifying alongside Lauterbach was Ingrid Torres, who told the lawmakers that when she moved overseas as a Red Cross worker assigned to the American military, she was excited to be doing a job that could make a difference to those serving their country, especially during a time of war. But a year later in Korea, Torres was raped in her sleep by a military doctor after taking an Ambien.
Gosh.
The perpetrator, then the installation flight doctor, has since been convicted, kicked out of the military, and placed in confinement. But Torres says the military has a long way to go in helping female soldiers and civilians who are the victims of rape and sexual assault. She told the House panel, "I, as the victim, made others feel more uncomfortable than him, as the accused. A psychologist told me that I was acting like a baby." Torres said the military should streamline its programs across bases and branches to combat sexual assaults and rape. And Lieutenant General Michael Rochelle actually told lawmakers about a comprehensive prevention campaign in the works by the Army and the increased advocacy for victims and training for all levels of soldier enacted in the past several years. Rochelle offered an apology to any soldier who has worn the uniform and suffered out of sexual assault. Well, isn't that nice? He's apologizing to them. But what really is going to be done about this, if anything? And it's not that I think the military can be reformed. I don't think they can shuffle the deck around, change some of the bureaucrats out, and adopt new policies and have anything significantly change. I mean, what you're dealing with here is an organization that attracts the most violent of men. I mean, you've got an organization that attracts the type of person, the type of man that wants to kill people and get away with it. I mean, that's what we're dealing with here. And you put women in the midst of those men, and you're going to get some problems. You're going to get rape, and you're going to get assault, and you're going to get harassment, and you're going to get a really uncomfortable, difficult situation for a number of these women. The fact is, they may be able to make it through basic training and everything, but they're just not as strong as some of these big, brutish men that are in the military.
Yeah, I think that's just a reality.
Right, so there is no real solving this problem beyond shutting down the damn military and, being done with it.
Right, it seems like the nature of the military, causes people to sleep in closer quarters, be around each other more. It just doesn't seem as likely in an office setting that something like this would happen.
Certainly not.
I don't know.
You're not there 24 hours a day.
It seems like the nature of the circumstance. I don't know much about the military, and I'm certain that different places, lend themselves more and less to rape.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're in an office, then you're there with a random group of people. But when you're in the military, you're there with a group of people that has a tendency to have violent issues.
It's a violent organization.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the purpose of it.
It's not that I don't feel bad for these ladies. I think this is tragic and terrible, and this is certainly not what they signed up for. But at the same time, you're around some really bad guys. These are the kinds of people that shoot dogs in Iraq. I mean, these are the kinds of sickos. And they end up, by the way, many of them being police officers, which tell you something else. But the only real solution here is to completely abolish the military, 100%. And while we're at it, abolish the federal government. And if you decide that you need some organization to go around the world and blow up brown people, then you can contribute your hard-earned dollars on a voluntary basis to some agency that does just that. I won't be participating. Thank you very much. 800-259-9231. So if your daughter's considering joining the military, tell her about this. More coming up. You can bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Alabama state code makes it illegal to drive barefoot. In Downey, California, it's illegal to wash your car in the street. In Minnesota, you can be fined for displaying that your vehicle is for sale. These laws are obviously not made to protect us, but instead to help states profit. The use of red light cameras is another great example. They intrude on your privacy, are unconstitutional, and cost you valuable time and money. SprayYourPlate.com is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against red light cameras, toll cameras, and speed cameras. One application lasts a lifetime, is undetectable, and each can covers up to 4 license plates. Simply spray it on, let it dry, and you're protected. All orders are kept strictly confidential, and for the month of August, receive free shipping and a $5 bill enclosed with every order. Call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Or go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate.
Go to HempUSA.org. Go to HempUSA.org. And ask your legislator. And ask your congressman. And ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler. And get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hemp. USA.org. Go to HempUSA.org and call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at HempUSA.org.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light, self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements, purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and 1 KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available on.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. It's easy. 41-plus categories to shop in, even used items. Whatever it is that you buy, Free Talk Live gets a cut when you start shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. And you can travel less and meet online. Try WebEx free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600 to start your free trial of WebEx. That's WebEx, WebEx.com. Promo code is 600 to start your free trial of WebEx today. You know, Mark, just a couple of addendums to that last story. We were talking about how the government people are saying, the Government Accountability Office and others that have been investigating the allegations of rape and sexual assault by women in the military have called it an epidemic. But actually, in the story from ABC News, which went through the entire story, they didn't actually mention a pretty important factoid that I found on one of the pictures in the article. Nearly 60,000 female veterans reported being raped or assaulted since 2002. So in a 6-year time span, that's 10,000 reports per year.
Mm.
That's pretty significant.
It seems like it to me.
Now, I was looking at the AMP only chat room, and Puke, one of our amplifiers, is in there. He's a former military man. He spent a few years over there in Iraq and Afghanistan. And he pointed out something important that may actually help. In the, you know, my solution was abolish the military, and I still stand by that. But while the military's around, there could be something to, let the pressure out a little bit. How about we legalize prostitution? Give these horny, really jacked up, testosterone-laden dudes an outlet. Give them something to go and spend their money on that can maybe, you know, let a little pressure out.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how successful it'll be. We're told,
it can't hurt, right?
That rape is a crime of aggression and domination, and it's not a crime
of
sex.
These aren't all rape. It's rape and assault.
Maybe. But at the very least, if you legalize prostitution, you can legalize, basically some gal could say, look, have your rape fantasy fulfilled with me.
Sure, there's definitely some chicks out there that are into violent sex. So,
yep.
So then they could get paid to have violent sex, and what could be better, right? So that's one solution. It's a partial solution, and I think it would be a step in the right direction for these sickos. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. But notice, that solution has nothing to do with reorganizing the military or shuffling the deck. That's not going to change anything. A new policy isn't going to change the problems that are kind of inherent with the military structure.
Yeah, I don't know what they could do as far as policies.
So we continue with your calls. You can bring up anything, and we talk to Dennis on the AMP line in New Hampshire. Dennis, you're on Free Talk Live.
Greetings, freedom fighters.
Greetings, Dennis. So, what's on your mind?
The podcast the other day I was listening to, and there was some talk about raiding the government people, the legislators and stuff, and specifically about the RLC and how they rate, like, based on certain things. And it came up, well, gee, the NH Liberty Alliance doesn't rate based on every bill. We don't use every bill in our report card of the various people.
I thought that you did. I guess I was misinformed on that.
Yeah, so it's up to me to go and inform the people, right? So we actually read all the bills. And
right.
We score all the bills based on this bill is pro or anti-liberty. But the deal is a large swath of bills come up somewhere in the zero range. If we go like plus 30 for the really good bills and minus 30 for really bad ones, there are a bunch that it's like, either it doesn't matter, like they're going to rename a bridge to the whatever.
I see.
The Abraham Lincoln Bridge or something. Well, who cares, right? And then there's stuff that there's a lot of bills that have something really good in them, like a bill that would restrict the state from using RFID technology, period.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love that bill. Except then, comma, also, it requires all manufacturers to put a special seal on anything that has an RFID chip. Mm. And then there's, regulation and bureaucracy.
Yeah, so on balance, it's, as you say, a zero. Interesting point. So you're really only looking at the bills that do something positive or negative, clearly.
Exactly. When it comes down to actually giving these people a letter grade, like do we think, you deserve an A or a B or an F or whatever, we try to pick bills that are litmus test. Like either you get it about what government is or you don't get it. So a bill like taking New Hampshire out of the No Child Left Behind federal program. Period, full stop, that's all the bill does. Yeah, that goes on the report card.
Got it. That makes
sense.
You
guys were also talking about one of the reps here and his, Dan Itza had put up a bill a couple of years ago about a definition of marriage and trying to get the whole one man, one woman thing into place, which I was, not happy with. I was kind of shocked with that bill. And I think one of the beneficial things that we get from people who love freedom and understand freedom or want absolute freedom, like myself, people who believe in private systems of law and so forth, for these people to be talking to generally liberty-leaning people in the legislature is that you can affect how some of these things are crafted so as to go about it as, okay, well, if you're going to restrict the state in what the state will recognize as a marriage, how about let's just get rid of the whole state being involved in granting marriage permission licenses?
That would be
nice. And that goes over rather well. And that's something that everybody can agree on, whether it's, the same-sex people and the extremely religious people, everyone can agree on that kind of a pro-liberty step.
Yeah, absolutely.
So there are things that you can do. The more inside you are getting the liberty message across to those who are willing to hear it.
Well, that's one of the things, many things you guys are doing over at nhliberty.org, the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, a stellar example of some people that are working within the political system and actually having some positive effect.
Right, and proof that the Free State Project is working, even without having reached its 20,000 mark at this point.
There you go. Dennis, any other thoughts?
I don't think New Hampshire's going to be complete until we have enough strip clubs and gambling facilities, but, you know, we'll make do until then.
Thanks, Dennis, for the call. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we go to a quick story from Lima, Ohio, where a police sergeant's careless actions led to the fatal shooting of an unarmed woman holding her baby.
Gosh.
As she was crouching down, possibly to obey his commands during a drug raid. Mm. This, according to the tactical weapons trainer for the Ohio Peace Officer Training Academy, he said, it would seem to me that in that position, the deceased was probably complying with Sergeant Joe Chevalier's orders. John Foy, testified during the negligent homicide and negligent assault trial of Chevalier. He's on trial for the January 4th shooting death of Tarika Wilson, age 26, inside her home in Lima. Her infant son was wounded in the shooting. Police raided the home to get her boyfriend, Anthony Terry, a known drug dealer. Foy said Chevalier did not properly identify a threat and fired at a target from a spot on the stairs where it would have been hard to see. From that angle, there's not much to see, and there was insufficient target identification. Foy based his testimony on various witness statements and a review of records and photographs of the crime scene. The bullets fired were close to the floor on which Wilson was standing, making it highly likely she was crouching on her knees when she was shot, according to the testimony. There was also no muzzle flash coming from the room Chevalier fired into, and he could not see hands that are typically the first thing seen when there's a threat, such as someone holding a gun, said Foy. So, police officer shoots a woman, injures her baby, and it was all in the middle of a drug raid completely. She was totally unarmed. Completely unnecessary.
Well, I would agree
totally
that
totally sick.
I agree.
This guy's probably in the military, too, I bet you.
He's probably scared, is what I would think. If I was in, you know, I was in one of these circumstances, you're walking through a house, you haven't got it secured, you don't know whether Mr. Terry is standing around the next corner with a sawed off ready to blow you away once you come around a corner.
Mm-hmm.
He's likely scared, but I think you and I could both agree, whatever idea you put in this police officer's mind, whatever story you decide to assign to him, we could both agree that if it wasn't for the drug war and it wasn't for these silly SWAT raids that they're constantly doing, then he wouldn't have been in the circumstance and it wouldn't have happened.
According to the interview of Chevalier, he saw a partial target that was moving, and he told me he was in fear for his life. And that's what they always say. Whether they're shooting your family dog or shooting your wife and baby, they always say they were scared. And, you know, you're absolutely right, Mark. If they weren't in that situation in the first place, which is totally unnecessary, if you're going after a drug dealer, you can very easily go after him when he leaves the damn house. Drug dealers don't stay home, you know, all the time. So you could very easily save a little bit of money instead of hiring the entire SWAT team, put a couple guys in a car down the street, keep an eye on the house, and go, you know, pull him over when he drives away. Not that I'm supporting the war on drugs, I'm just suggesting a more sensible, less violent, less dangerous way to bring these people supposedly, to arrest them, which is supposedly what their goal is here, right? To arrest them, not to kill them. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. Tony's coming up. It's your calls next on Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. In this age,